Welcome to the Hackberry House of Chosun. My name is Bob. I'm reading today from the words of John Bunyan, who lived from 1628 to 1688. And he was the author of Pilgrim's Progress, I'm sure you know. The title of this booklet is simply Prayer. It's available from Chapel Library. Just write them at chapel@mountzion.org. We've been studying the definition of prayer first. He says it's a sincere, sensible, affectionate pouring out of the heart or soul to God so far, but there's more. He says all of that through Christ. This through Christ must needs be added, or else it is to be questioned whether it be prayer, though in appearance it is never so eminent or eloquent. Christ is the way through whom the soul hath admittance to God, and without whom it is impossible that so much as one desire should come into the ears of the Lord of Sabaoth. Whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that I will do. If you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. This was Daniel's way in praying for the people of God. He did it in the name of Christ. Now, therefore, O our God, hear the prayer of thy servant and his supplications, and cause thy face to shine upon thy sanctuary that is desolate for the Lord's sake, Daniel 9:17. And so David, for thy name's sake, that is, for thy Christ's sake, pardon mine iniquity, for it is great. But now, it is not everyone that maketh mention of Christ's name in prayer that doth indeed and in truth effectually pray to God in the name of Christ or through him. This coming to God through Christ is the hardest part that is found in prayer. A man may more easily be sensible of his works, aye, and sincerely too desire mercy, and yet not be able to come to God by Christ. That man that comes to God by Christ, he must first have the knowledge of him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, Hebrews 11:6. And so he that comes to God through Christ must be enabled to know Christ. Lord, saith Moses, show me now thy way, that I may know thee. This Christ none but the Father can reveal. And to come through Christ is for the soul to be enabled of God to shroud itself under the shadow of the Lord Jesus, as a man shroudeth himself under a thing for safeguard. Hence it is that David so often terms Christ his shield, buckler, tower, fortress, rock of defense, not only because by him he overcame his enemies, but because through him he found favor with God the Father. And so he saith to Abraham, fear not, I am thy shield. The man then that comes to God through Christ must have faith, by which he puts on Christ, and in him appears before God. Now he that hath faith is born of God, born again, and so becomes one of the sons of God, by virtue of which he is joined to Christ, and made a member of him. And therefore, secondly, he, as a member of Christ, comes to God, I say, as a member of him, so that God looks on that man as a part of Christ, part of his body, flesh and bones, united to him by election, conversion, illumination, the Spirit being conveyed into the heart of that poor man by God. So that now he comes to God in Christ's merits, in his blood, righteousness, victory, intercession, and so stands before him, being accepted in his beloved. And because this poor creature is thus a member of the Lord Jesus, and under this consideration hath admittance to come to God, therefore, by virtue of this union also is the Holy Spirit conveyed unto him, whereby he is able to pour out himself, to wit, his soul before God with his audience. And this leads me to the next particular. It's by the assistance of the Spirit. Prayer is a sincere, sensible, affectionate, pouring out of the heart or soul to God through Christ, by the strength or assistance of the Spirit. For these things do so depend one upon another that it is impossible that it should be prayer without there being a joint concurrence of them. For though it be never so famous, yet without these things it is only such prayer as is rejected of God. For without a sincere, sensible, affectionate pouring out of the heart to God, it is but lip labor. And if it be not through Christ, it falleth far short of ever sounding well in the ears of God. And so also, if it be not in the strength and assistance of the Spirit, it is but like the sons of Aaron, offering with strange fire. But I shall speak more to this under the second head. And therefore, in the meantime, that which is not petitioned through the teaching and assistance of the Spirit, it is not possible that it should be according to the will of God. And then, prayer is a sincere, sensible, affectionate pouring out of the heart or soul to God through Christ in the strength and assistance of the Spirit for such things as God hath promised. Prayer it is when it is within the compass of God's word, and it is blasphemy or at best vain babbling when the petition is beside the book or outside of it. David, therefore, still in his prayer, kept his eye on the word of God. My soul, saith he, cleaveth unto the dust. Quicken thou me according to thy word. And again, my soul melteth for heaviness. Strengthen thou me according unto thy word. Psalm 119, several places. And remember the word unto thy servant, which thou hast caused me to hope. And indeed the Holy Ghost doth not immediately quicken and stir up the heart of the Christian without, but by, with, and through the word, by bringing that to the heart, and by opening of that, whereby the man is provoked to go to the Lord and to tell him how it is with him, and also to argue and supplicate according to the word. Thus it was with Daniel, that mighty prophet of the Lord. He, understanding by books that the captivity of the children of Israel was hard at an end, then, according unto that word, he maketh his prayer to God. I, Daniel, saith he, understood by books, namely the writings of Jeremiah, the number of the years whereof the Lord's word came to Jeremiah that he would accomplish 70 years in the desolations of Jerusalem. And I set my face unto the Lord God to seek by prayer and supplications with fasting and sackcloth and ashes, Daniel 9, 2 and 3. So that I say, as the Spirit is the helper and the governor of the soul when it prayeth according to the will of God, so it guideth by and according to the word of God and his promise. Hence it is that our Lord Jesus Christ himself did make a stop, although his life lay at stake for it. Thinkest thou that I cannot now pray to my Father, and he shall presently give me more than 12 legions of angels? But how then shall the scriptures be fulfilled, that thus it must be? As if he should say, were there but a word for it in the scripture, I should soon be out of the hands of mine enemies. I should be helped by angels. But the scripture will not warrant this kind of praying, for that saith otherwise. It is a praying then according to the word and promise. The Spirit by the word must direct, as well in the manner as in the matter of prayer. I will pray with the Spirit, and I will pray with the understanding also. But there is no understanding without the word. For if they reject the word of the Lord, what wisdom is in them? And then for the good of the church. This clause reaches in whatsoever tendeth either to the honor of God, Christ's advancement, or his people's benefit. For God and Christ and his people are so linked together that if the good of the one be prayed for, namely the church, the glory of God and advancement of Christ must needs be included. For as Christ is in the Father, so the saints are in Christ, and he that touches the saints touches the apple of God's eye. Therefore, pray for the peace of Jerusalem, and you pray for all that is required of you. For Jerusalem will never be in perfect peace until she be in heaven. And there is nothing that Christ doth more desire than to have her there. That also is the place that God, through Christ, hath given to her. He then that prayeth for the peace and good of Zion, or the church, doth ask that in prayer which Christ hath purchased with his blood, and also that which the Father hath given to him as the price thereof. Now he that prayeth for this must pray for abundance of grace for the church, for help against all its temptations, that God would let nothing be too hard for it, and that all things might work together for its good. That God would keep them blameless and harmless, the sons of God, to his glory, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation. And this is the substance of Christ's own prayer in John 17. And all Paul's prayers did run that way, as one of his prayers doth eminently show. He says, "And this I pray, that your love may abound yet more and more in knowledge and in all judgment, that you may approve things that are excellent, that you may be sincere and without offense till the day of Christ, being filled with the fruits of righteousness, which are by Jesus Christ, unto the glory and praise of God." This was but a short prayer, you see, and yet full of good desires for the church from the beginning to the end, that it may stand and go on, and that in the most excellent frame of spirit, even without blame, sincere and without offense, until the day of Christ, let its temptations or persecutions be what they will. And finally, in the definition, submitting to the will of God. And because, as I said, prayer doth submit to the will of God and say, "Thy will be done, as Christ hath taught us," therefore the people of the Lord in humility are to lay themselves and their prayers and all that they have at the foot of their God, to be disposed of by him as he in his heavenly wisdom seeth best. Yet not doubting but God will answer the desire of his people that way that shall be most for their advantage and his glory. When the saints therefore do pray with submission to the will of God, it doth not argue that they are to doubt or question God's love and kindness to them. But because they at all times are not so wise, but that sometimes Satan may get that advantage of them as to tempt them to pray for that which, if they had it, would neither prove to God's glory nor his people's good. Yet, this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. And if we know that he hear us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of him, that is, we asking in the spirit of grace and supplication. For, as I said before, that petition that is not put up in and through the Spirit, it is not to be answered, because it is beside the will of God. For only the Spirit knoweth that, and so consequently knoweth how to pray according to that will of God. For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of man, which is in him? Even so the things of God knoweth no man, but the Spirit of God. But more of this hereafter. Now thus you see first what prayer is, and now to proceed. And so next time we'll be talking about what it is to pray with the Spirit. To pray with the Spirit. Thank you for listening, and please do look around the site. We've got over 3,000 audios featuring some of the church's great preachers. We've got Bible studies on a number of subjects, a blog, and a store where you can purchase one of my books. If you desire more fellowship, please consider visiting my YouTube channel known as Pasturelands, or contact me at bob.j.faulkner.72@gmail.com. And I'll share details of our street ministry, our Saturday evening Zoom meeting for men, our new virtual church on Sundays, a couple of in-person churches in the Chicago area, where we might meet up. This is the Hackberry House of Chosun. It is, as you hear this for the first time, April 21, 2022. Lord willing, we'll get to talk again real soon. Bye-bye.